This is a Niche Radio podcast. For more, visit www.nicheradio.co.za.
Welcome to the Come Join Us channel. We are today at Rylam Ceramics, which started how long ago?
In 2012.
2012. Okay, so it's been a while. It's now 7 years.
It's now nearly 7 years. Mm-hmm.
But you've done a lot for 7 years, I must just say.
You were just mentioning 7 years yourself.
Yeah, we're actually the same age with our companies.
Yeah.
That's funny enough. Yeah.
Yeah.
But let's give people a bit background. Why are we chatting? Sorry, we know each other very well. Ryle is originally from Robertson Valley as well, where I'm from originally. I think a few years ago when I was doing beauty, bubbly and baking, I started spotting their ceramics and I absolutely loved it. And I told them, would they like to be part of our ceramics or our day? And I was thinking of ideas to use their ceramics and then put my different food on it. Yeah,
and your unique styling of the pieces.
Yeah, let me put some flowers
in it. It became a bespoke conversational piece.
Yes, it was so amazing. Ryle and myself never knew each other, but I knew deep down you were from Robertson as well. And then I spoke to Daniel, and then eventually we got in touch. And then we got in touch like a house on fire.
In our first meeting.
Yeah. It was awesome.
And that connection was immediately there.
Totally.
The vision of what we wanted to do as entrepreneurs.
Yes.
And the synergy as entrepreneurs.
Absolutely.
Was there.
Yeah. And it's great to have that, Ryle. And I think that's what I treasure about our friendship. Because I think we're business people, but we're also friends.
And definitely. And you're a huge inspiration to me.
Oh, Ryle, to me as well. I love your products. Yeah. So I'm very excited to be with you here today.
But I think that we have done a lot of collabs together.
Yeah.
And I think that not one of them failed.
No. We complement each other.
Exactly.
That's what's great about it.
I think that's we are the same way.
Yeah. And that is very crucial. Yeah. Especially if you build brands. I mean, I think synergy is the most important thing when putting things together.
Definitely. And it's also, if we do a collab, you come and you add the final touch.
Exactly. And it's the small things you put together eventually that makes the big things.
No, exactly. If I think back about our last event together, it was phenomenal. We couldn't even move.
There was
no
space. There were so many people.
There were so many people. And I think that's based because we have the same vision as brands, as friends.
No, absolutely.
So I think we're blessed in that.
Totally. But tell us, how did it begin? How did you start with ceramics? Well, what was before ceramics?
So my big passion, as you know, is people.
Yeah.
And out of people is job creation. And I believe firmly that job creation is the only solution to anything in the world, any problems we have as a nation, as a community. And I think that for me, before Rylam, it was SA Gifts, and it was getting products out of rural South Africa and selling it on to government departments.
Yeah.
But in that process, and as life work, and you would know, you migrate. You migrate to your next level. You migrate to your next adventure. And the biggest thing for me was I realized that during that process, working with other young designers, that I also had the ability to design. And so my first business was, for me, the adventure in that was discovering that I can actually design and I'm an artist in a weird way.
Oh, but that's great. And then how did you, and then your partner, obviously Daniel.
So before that, Daniel was still running Guess Jeans.
Oh, Guess Jeans. Okay, and so he was in retail.
He was in retail. And I sold my shares in SA Gifts, and I wanted a sabbatical.
Yeah.
And it was the most successful sabbatical, because I cleaned my house in the first week. I painted the house. Everything you can imagine in the first week. I redid the gardens. I redid the interior. Cleaned every cupboard. And 3 months later, I met this young, very inspirational ceramic artist.
Okay.
And I saw the potential in him, and I said, but let's go and let me mentor you. Let me be your mentor. And I know what the market wants, and let me mentor you. And he put his faith in me, and I put my faith in him, and we started the tailor. And first day he pitched, and I'm like, okay, so what are you going to do? And he's like, no, you tell me. And I'm like, well, you need clay to start with.
Yeah.
Because we need to do something, make something. And we drive to this little studio in Ferndale in Johannesburg, and as we walked in, I immediately realized that it's phenomenal. It's absolutely amazing, this small studio.
Yeah.
And as we were buying clay, the owner walked in, and it's like, who are you? And I'm like, I'm here to buy clay. And it's like, I don't know you. And I'm like, how do you know me? It's like, you started that job creation project. And I always wanted to apply to be part of your job creation project. And I said, oh, but I'm not with the company anymore.
Yeah.
And it's like, don't you want to buy my business? And I said, no. I never want to manufacture ever again in South Africa. And I walked out and I phoned Dad and I said, Gina, I think I just bought a ceramic studio. And 3 weeks later, we bought the studio.
Oh, my gosh.
And specifically to give young ceramic artists a platform. And then we realized that with my creativity, my eye, with their skills combined, we can create some magic.
Yeah.
And that's how Roland saw it. It was just...
We need to gain collaboration.
Again, collaboration. Yeah. And also synergy in what we see.
Yeah.
And I think the most important thing was celebrating Africa.
Yes.
And being part of an amazing continent, so many diverse cultures and languages and colors, and that drives this whole creative process.
Certainly. You know, Raul, I think we really, when it comes to the world and product, South Africa, as you know, I think we're very on par, you know. I know that you guys started branching out overseas as well now with your product. I mean, how did it all start? How did you get there? What's the journey been to go, for example, start your own shop in Australia, France, we're in Germany, where else are you guys
So this, I always joke and I say there's a force behind this business.
Yeah.
I think we launched on the 1st of December 2012. We opened, we launched into wholesale, my other retail stores, in March, beginning March, and 4 days later we opened our first retail store. So we're talking here about how many months? 3-4 months. We had our first own store, driven by Daniel, obviously, because he was like, I just wanted a nook in my studio where people could buy stuff. And he's like, if you do retail, you do retail
proper. 100%.
And we didn't go small. We went for 200 square meters. They have always been a force behind this company and the brand that I can't explain. So you ask about our export markets. Every single client we have overseas has a unique story of how they discovered us. As we sit here, and I'm talking about our big clients like at home, we have never approached any client.
That's insane. But then, that you must know, your product comes from a space of creation. You know what I'm saying? And from a pureness, I would say, that people spot and see, geez, but I want that. You get what I'm saying?
And I want to do a synergy between us again. It's like come one with us and your events. It captures something that makes you feel at home.
Totally. And it's yet again, it comes down to how you make people feel.
It's about empowering people. It's about, and I think it's a lot to do with storytelling.
Yes.
Because if I think about when we put collections together, every piece for me, in my mind, has a story.
Yes.
Like our winter mug.
Stunning. That's one of the samples. Yeah, we're going to show you some more ceramics soon.
So this is, Ubuntu is such a, I don't want to say common word, that's not the right word. it's an overused word.
Totally. But it's like passion.
It's passion. Now, you're starting a business because you have passion. But if you think that Ubuntu is so commonly used in South Africa, but the whole thing of behind Ubuntu, I am because we are, it's very much like our relationship. I am because we are.
Totally.
The events we have together, done together, the stuff that you have used for your own events from us, it all is that community thing. It's that thing that I'm not just my own little king or my own little kingdom.
Castle, yeah.
I am because we are.
Oh.
And if
so true.
Every single person that comes into your life contribute to who you become, ultimately. And
absolutely.
I like this collection. That's really built on the concept of evolution. It's all about being and becoming.
Right.
And being and becoming was the words that sum up evolution best.
Yes.
And and to go back to our export market, it's always about we are what we are, and through that the relationships and people you meet, you are becoming something else, and you learn from that.
Yes.
And I've seen internationally that people will, for example, you travel a lot as well. It's the same stuff that's in South Africa, it's everywhere in the world. You go to New York, you see similar stuff. You go to Paris, you see similar stuff. You go to Sydney, you see similar stuff. I think the need and why we have strong partnerships overseas is that it's the uniqueness we bring. And
yes.
Living with that African philosophy. And I want to say, I'm proud of the fact that Africa can really teach the world.
Yes.
Just for that simple word, I am because we are something.
Don't you think, I mean, my question is always, what's still unique today? You know what I'm saying? So that's a very, that's something that always dwells with me.
What
is unique? And the second thing, why we think in Africa we're doing so well is because we're not disturbed by a lot of stuff around us constantly. It's like when you have your small community, a small space, you need to make it work within that thing. And that's where sort of that peer, I don't want to say peer, I think it's more like a natural creativity comes out. You get what I'm saying?
No,
that you're not polluted by a lot of different things around you constantly.
I agree with you. I think For designers like myself, we choose what influences us. I love to go back into history, and specifically African history,
yes.
To find inspiration. I think what really contributes to some African design is the fact that we have 11 cultures to do
it's insane, actually, if you think of it. Because everyone's different.
Every
single one of these.
And it's by conversations. You know, some of our best pieces have been inspired by conversations.
Yeah.
And it's, again, bringing me back to that point, I am, because we are.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Charles. There's a lot of noise going on, so I just want to chat a little bit louder. We're scared you can't hear us.
So I think that we have this unique, unique advantage in the world. That in our diversity lies unity. And the more we draw on unity on this diversity, the stronger we are. And that is 100% based on the end product of what South African designers is delivering.
Yes.
You can't just walk into a Nando's in anywhere over the world and see what South African designers are doing.
Yes, yeah.
It's
so true, though, what you just said, is the unity thing. And I think it's especially lately with where we are in our environment currently in South Africa and what people have been talking about, you know. We've got our ups and downs in our country, absolutely. But I do think we've got one thing, good thing that we do. We can stand together. We've got a unity thing going on in our country, which is awesome.
I think that it's just, again, proven over and over. no matter how people want to divide us, we pull together.
Totally. And we were chatting about it earlier, and it's so true. We evolved, a lot of us evolved from Europe that came here, and back in the days, and from the French Huguenots, or some Germans, or Spanish, or wherever, with the whole spice route. Most of them was fleeing Europe. You know, and we had to survive, or our forefathers had to survive out of nothing, had to build something out of scratch. And don't you think that also gives, it's sort of, that's our roots of a nation from all over that we're surviving.
Exactly. I think there's this unbelievable strength in all of us. And again, it's that unity thing.
Yes.
If we pull that all together, we will be an amazing, powerful nation.
And it's
exactly on what you
said. Totally. It's always the thing that I had someone that I worked with one day, and she always said to me one thing: the biggest downfall for any artist or people that's really amazing is that your strongest point is sometimes your weakest point. And I think that is very true for me when it comes to South Africa. We are so strong in certain ways, but we are weak in certain ways, but I'm the stronger that makes us weak. And I think it's how we utilize it in South Africa, especially as people, all of us, as business people, as individuals, you know.
And as entrepreneurs, especially as entrepreneurs, and being artistic. Because if you look at what you do with Combine with Us and your other businesses, is that it's that whole thing of now I lost my whole thought process. Where were we now?
We're talking about the unity.
The unity thing.
And with businesses.
And our weaknesses specifically.
Yeah.
So our weaknesses, the fact that we are so different and we come from so different backgrounds, is most of the time what makes our strength. And I see it in our design industry in South Africa.
Yeah.
I see it in collabs that we do together.
Yeah.
I see it in things that you and me often spot as a strength.
Yes.
Other people see it as
a weakness. Okay.
In events that we have done together, people thought it's something to work. It works.
Totally. And it's literally visualization. I think that's the first thing you can never kill of a child or anything.
No.
Because they try and damp you always and to put you, no, you need to think like this. But thinking out of the box completely saves us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And how amazing is it that as entrepreneurs, we always find that way of thinking out of the box?
Totally. Because you need to survive.
Yeah.
Everything comes back to survival.
Yeah.
There is no, I've got money, don't worry, in the cash. We'll make it work. I'll get creative tomorrow. Fuck it. You need to get creative now, because tomorrow I don't have cash, and I need cash in the bank. It's survival. Sorry, another one. Okay, bye. Okay, we started now. And it's a mini that makes that noise, by the way.
A 1950 mini.
Not the bow mini. Hello.
But I agree with you. What some people perceive as our weaknesses is actually our strengths.
Yeah.
And that's what we as entrepreneurs are very good at.
Survival. Survival, yeah. And that brings out the best in us.
Look, I think as an entrepreneur in Africa. And maybe all over, no, we don't have the support and the luxuries that other entrepreneurs have all over the world. Our strength lies in the fact that we have to survive.
Yes.
There's no system backing us up if we do fall on our face.
Exactly.
So you're 100% right. I look at, and I said to you earlier, I was joking, I'm going through a midlife crisis. And I was thinking about a new business, and that's normally not a good thing. That brings you to our life, a midlife crisis. But I think that the thing that I'm struggling with is, what do you contribute now to society?
Yeah.
And I love And that's what I think, what where we can learn from international designers like Vivienne Westwood, who literally believes that with a product comes a message.
Okay.
And that's a massive inspiration for me. So when I design something, people don't necessarily know that they've bought a Ubuntu mug.
Yes.
But somewhere, they just bought a mug.
But there's a whole story behind it.
There's a story behind
it. Yeah. Tell us about your ranges. I've got one or two items here. Like this specific one. Look how interesting this is. Beautiful.
So that's the Rafiki candle holder.
Okay. And it's inspired by?
So if you look at the African culture and the traditional African culture, a monkey was celebrated for his wisdom.
Okay.
And his cheekiness.
Yeah.
And what I wanted to do with that piece is celebrate and capture that absolute cheekiness.
And Rafiki from obviously Lion King.
Trust Daniel to come up with that name. I'm not very good at naming my products. I get too emotionally involved with that. But if you sculpt or you conceptualize on the piece for 6 months to a year, by the time it's finished, you're so over it.
Yeah.
You don't even want to name or price it. So that's why me and Daniel have a very good relationship on that. He names it, he prices it.
You make it.
I make it. But really what I try to do in most of the pieces is capture something of Africa. People don't have to know it, but
yeah, but you need to know it. But it will subtly, it will think through. It's only a trick.
I think people with the Rafiki candle holder, it do make people smile. So my first thing is we will in general develop 500 pieces every year.
Yes.
I would say at most 100 will ever see the day of light.
Yeah.
So 100 of them will come out, be launched, be sued, be catalogued, under a new theme. And I think that the first thing after I have done it and I've seen it standing there for a few months is that when I walk away and I walk back, do it make me smile? Because if it make me smile, then it should make other people smile.
That's awesome. So
for me, and I've always said this over the last 7 years, Rolla must be a place where people come to smile. And it must make you happy.
Absolutely.
And if we fail like that, then we fail as a business.
Yeah. Tell me, where's your shop now? This is in Johannesburg. We in which area now again?
So we're in Richmond.
Richmond is a
very small part of the court between Melville, Westcliff, and Greenside.
Okay.
So we're like a little dot.
And I think you've joined forces yet again with Boho.
Yes.
I'm eating that cake, by the way. That's why I keep nibbling while you chat.
And I'm drinking their coffee.
And it's delicious. So you can come here on a Saturday morning and come and chit and chill and eat cake and coffee and come and shop your beautiful ceramics.
So what we wanted to do is that we wanted people to give a place with Boho. And we were lucky that the interior designer that helped us to put this together,
yes,
bought into the concept.
Yeah.
So we want a place for people to come and slow down. Mm-hmm. So a place where you can just come and sit and be. So we're not, Biocafe is not about turning tables and how quickly can you come eat the cake. It's a place for you to come and be creative, come and work. If you're in a designer and you want to work with Rolheim, come and pull some stuff off the shelf, put it together, display it on the table, put it with your fabric, see how it will look. We want to create a space where people can be creative, where people can take a pause in life. And we have seen it. It's amazing. People come and sit here for 3 hours and just
be. Yeah.
And we need that being to be coming.
We forget to be.
Yeah.
Because we're so busy. Everything is so stuck in a rut, going. Show me one more piece before we go.
So.
Did you have to come and see the shop? I'll take a little picky there. That's how the shop looks like. And then inside you've got so many beautiful ceramics. You have to come and have a look here, even if you're not from South Africa and you're in South Africa and in Joburg, because sometimes you guys come to Joburg, not just Cape Town. So come and view it. Come and check it.
So our whole motto is Dream, Believe, Fly. And that's something that has stuck with me, because all I'm started with a dream, a sabbatical, first a sabbatical, then a dream, and then believing in that dream. And then it was just jumping. And with jumping, I never realized that it came from believing in your dream.
Absolutely.
And we changed it to fly. So this year, in our Evolution collection, we wanted to celebrate these words. So, and I think it's important for any entrepreneur or someone that wants to be an entrepreneur. You have to dream. You have to believe in your dream.
And you need to fly.
And then you need to jump.
Yeah.
Just jump.
Absolutely. Thomas Trans, you say.
I want to say cock and patal, but you can edit that out.
But it's
this whole thing. So we wanted to give each word a visual image. So this is our dream ball.
Oh my word, cooking spacemen.
So it's all about...
It's so interesting.
Yeah, it's actually quite weird, because when we developed this concept, it was that, are they shooting dreams out, or are they shooting...
something.
What are they shooting?
Yeah, what are they shooting?
And I was reading a very interesting article the other day about the youth from China.
Yeah.
And their biggest dream is to be astronauts.
Really?
And that was fascinating to me. So for me, this ball obviously speak to that thing that we can be whatever we want to be.
Absolutely.
And it's something that we have always shared.
Absolutely. Raul, thank you so much for your time. We've run out of time. So it's awesome. I can speak for days still with Raul, so we never stop. I mean, average is our phone calls is about 45 minutes, an hour.
Yeah, because she starts. And then I fall in.
And you end up with the tune. Thank you for the come join us podcast channel. We'll see you next time. Cheers.
So I'm sure like, that was okay.
That was perfect.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.